Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Transformation Extender Logs, where to find them, and how to use them. Today's presenter is Paul Brett. Paul joined IBM in 2005 as part of the Essentio acquisition. Working in the Industry Solutions Development Division as team leader for the IBM WebSphere TX customer support team in EMEA, he has day-to-day contact with customers both internal and external at all levels. Paul has acquired over 9 years of product knowledge, having supported the WTX product since version 5. At this point in time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Paul.
Thank you, Joseph. Hello, and welcome to this WebSphere Technical Exchange. My name is Paul Brett, and as already mentioned, the subject today is WebSphere Transformation Extender Logs, where to find them, and how to use them. I want to thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedules and joining me. I sincerely hope that you find this session both interesting and informative. Let's review the agenda for today's session. Please move to slide 2. We will kick off with a short introduction before moving on to the core of the issue, WTX logs, and the categories under which I would class them. For the next 3 slides, I will talk about specific logs and the associated relevant details. Then I will move on to a brief discussion of the logs available under Launcher Map Execution Scenarios. After a brief summary, I will highlight some additional WebSphere product resources which you may find useful. The session will be rounded off with a call for feedback, followed by a light and informal question and answer session. Some slides include clickable links to further reading in the WTX Info Center. These links will be clickable in the download version of this presentation, which is available on the WSTE site. Please move to slide 3. If we lived in a perfect world with perfect software, then we wouldn't really need logs, would we? Every map would run first time. Connectivity would never be an issue, and the result would always be exactly what we were expecting. Back in the real world, we all know that occasionally things go wrong. Knowing where to look to review the symptoms of the issue can mean the difference between continued and frustrating failure and eventual success. IBM WebSphere Transformation Extender, or WTX, like most well-written software, can be customized to produce logs in a wide variety of scenarios to assist with post-failure diagnosis. However, not all the logs produce useful information for certain scenarios, and in fact, some of the logs can stretch to many gigabytes and yet contain nothing of any use at all, depending, of course, on the failure that occurred. In this presentation, I'm going to go through the basics of where the primary diagnostic logs can be found for various failure scenarios and the key things to look for when reading them. Please move to slide 4. The WTX logs fall into 2 basic categories, split over 2 basic execution scenarios. First, we have the data category. Logs in this area would include the input and output contents trace, for example. These types of logs are useful when there is something wrong with the data. Second, we have connectivity category. In here, you would place logs such as the adapter connection traces, for example. Some logs straddle both categories. The audit logs, for example, can contain details about data, if the data audit logging settings are set correctly, and they can also give the first hints about connectivity issues. Yes, the audit logs really are very useful. The 2 basic execution scenarios need to be approached in a slightly different way from a logging point of view. Of the 2, by far the one with the most logging options is event. Any execution scenario that includes any type of continuous process is going to be constantly appending to various logs to let you, the user, know what is going on. Obviously, it is easy to put some parts of the WTX product, such as Command Server or Design Studio, into the immediate category, and the launcher into the event category. But what of other execution methods? The Java API, for example. It could be a single one-off call, or it could be part of a much larger system, and that puts it squarely into the event category. Over the next three slides, I'm going to be concentrating on immediate category scenarios and the associated traces. Please move to slide five. When something goes wrong, the first thing to do, in the words of the late Douglas Adams, is don't panic. Look at the clues. Let's say, for example, after running a map, that the output is not what was expected, or is in fact completely missing. In this scenario, I am assuming that the map is being run in immediate mode, say from Design Studio. We need to activate the audit log, if not already activated, and then review the log file created. The default place where the audit log is created is the map location. The default name is the same as the map with a .log extension. Open the file in a text viewer, and you will see that the audit log is very XML-like in appearance, although not actually strictly XML. Look at the execution summary tag. This is going to be your primary clue as to what happened. An execution summary tag is showing on the screen there. I would imagine you would see a non-zero map return code if there was a problem. This would indicate the failure. Read the source report and target report tag entries, checking each of the key points, such as byte count and adapter return codes and messages. Using the information in the audit log, you may be more able to easily determine the next steps. Let's say, for example, one of the source report tags, for example, indicates a failure to correctly validate the input file. Then the input content trace would need to be activated and opened for review. Alternatively, if, say, the target report tag indicates an adapter failure, then the adapter trace would need to be activated and reviewed. As previously mentioned, this slide includes clickable links, which will take you to further information on this topic in the WTX Info Center. Please move to slide 6. When your input does not match the type tree and the map fails with either one or more inputs was invalid, or possibly input valid but unknown data found, the first question to ask yourself is, can the input be checked in any other way? The reason I say this is that reading the input content trace can be hard. Even for simple data, such as rows of comma-separated values, the input content trace can be a minefield, especially when you start having optional data columns. When you start to map more complicated data, maybe one of the industry standard formats, such as EDI, X12, or XML, the content trace becomes even more difficult to read, especially from the top down. I'll come back to that point later. So, if you can validate the data another way, such as with a third-party XML tool to verify it against the XML schema, then that can sometimes be better than wading through the content trace log. If external validation is not possible, then you need to activate the content trace log and open it for review. It can be found in the map directory by default. Naming convention defaults to the map name with a .mtr extension. The best tip I can offer you here is to read the trace from the bottom up. With XML data especially, the type tree is usually created in such a way that on reading the data, the execution engine has to attempt to validate the data against many objects before finding the right one. This leads to huge and sometimes quite useless phrases. Once again, there's a link in the bottom right of this slide which will take you to more reading in the WTX Info Center on the subject of content phrases. Please move to slide 7. Connectivity issues are sometimes the hardest to diagnose. After activating the appropriate log with the -T command in the adapter connection string, the associated adapter connection log should be created by default in the MAC directory. The name of the log will vary depending on the adapter being used. For example, if the adapter is IBM WebSphereMQ, the log will be called m4mq.mtr. If the adapter being used is any of the database adapters, then the default name will be the MAC name with a .dll extension. All the default names and locations can, of course, be changed using an override to the -t option. A review of the adapter connection log created with the -t command should provide further clues as to the nature of the issue, and corrective steps can be taken. Some adapters have an additional level of logging specified with a V for verbose option after the -t. Please see the documentation for further details. Some adapters have additional logging capabilities. For example, the database adapter can use the -A option to activate database connection auditing. This will provide a one-line summary of the connection information in a file located in the MAC directory called audit.dbl. Additionally, the Java-based adapters will write to the JNI layer in memory. This information can be written to a log called the JNI layer trace, the activation options for which can be found at the bottom of the dtx.ini file. Finally, a quick note about the SAP adapters. These have an extra logging capability activated with command line option -AR3. The default location for these additional logs is once again the MAC directory. The file names produced will vary. Using the ALE adapter, for example, it would be m4r3ale.log and m4r3ale.mtr. For extensive notes about the adapter connectivity tracing, please review the clickable link at the bottom right of this slide. It will take you to the WTX Info Center with lots of information on that very subject. Please move to slide 8. In the last three slides, I've been mostly concentrating on the logs that fall into the immediate category. When using one of the event-based execution methods, such as launcher, several other logging options open up. These are controlled via entries in the dtx.ini file or options in the management console. I'll start with the dtx.ini file. Out of the box, WTX will create two files in the logs folder on launcher startup. One starts with the name launcher log, and the other is compound system. They both end with a .log extension. Of these, by default, only the launcher log will actually have any content, and apart from startup information, for diagnostic purposes, in my opinion, this file is mostly useless. No, the really interesting stuff is in a file not produced by default, and is only created when the semicolon is removed from the launcher log equals EWSC line of the dtx.ini file. Only when this semicolon is removed and the launcher restarted is a file produced in the logs directory with a name starting launcher log and ending with a .txt extension. This file contains the really useful startup information and errors, and this should be the primary diagnostic aid when troubleshooting launcher startup issues. Another quick tip for you. After a launcher error, always read the end of the launcherlog.txt first. It almost certainly contains what you need to begin to resolve the issue. Please move to slide 9. To populate the compound system.log file with anything useful, the settings in the Launcher, Resource Manager, and Connections Manager sections of the dtx.ini file need to be activated, usually as directed by IBM WebSphere TX customer support. These settings should be used with caution on live systems, as they can produce a huge quantity of information in a very short space of time. Once the settings have been made and the launcher restarted, you should find the compound system.log file, as found in the logs subdirectory, starts to fill with the relevant information. These files would then be archived and sent to the customer support team as appropriate to continue diagnosis of the issue being discovered. Another link at the bottom right of this slide takes you to further reading on the INI settings in the WTX Info Center. Please move to slide 10. A feature of the management console is dynamic logging. Dynamic logging allows you to configure a launcher process for logging while the launcher is still running. The following logging entries are available in the management console: Launcher, Resource Manager, and Connections Manager. Each of these corresponds to the sections I've mentioned in the dtx.ini file in the previous slide. Each logging entry can be customized to one of the following severity classes and debug components. I've listed them from the lowest impact to the highest: Trace, Debug, Info, Warn, Error, and Fatal. Without having to stop the launcher, you can turn each of these logging components for each of the logging entries on and off individually for any launcher process that you select to configure. The appropriate logging information will then be written to the compound system.log file, which once again would be provided to IBM WTX customer support teams for further review and analysis. A link in the bottom right of this slide will take you to further reading in the WTX Info Center on this subject. Please move to slide 11. Unless overrides are in place, logs can be found either in the map directory or the logs subdirectory. On map failures, the primary source of diagnostic information is usually the audit log, and once this has been reviewed, it can be decided whether to activate either the content tracing or adapter connection logging to further diagnose the issue. Even when the map is running under Launcher, visual clues in the management console and the Launcher monitor can and should lead you to the correct map to review, and once you have that, getting the audit log to be produced and be reviewed should be an easy matter. When running the launcher log.ewsc line in the dtx.ini is the first step in diagnosing the issue. The file created by this setting is many times more useful to the end user than any other file in the logs directory. As it says on the slide there, launcher log EWSC is king. Please move to slide 12. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WSTE Exchange webcasts like the one you attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information on key IBM products you may use. Visit websphereusergroup.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And finally, the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Thank you all once again for attending this WebSphere Technical Exchange. I would now like to hand you back to Joseph.
Thank you, Paul, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We have no questions on the phone.
Thank you, Jackie. And I have a question here coming from Anthony. His question is, how do you enable trace?
It's not clear from the question which trace he refers to, but I will briefly go through all of the ones that I mentioned. The audit trace, the primary diagnostic tool for executing a map, is from the map settings option in the map menu of the Design Studio. Audit settings are in the tree section that opens by default. They will be turned off, and you would switch the option to on and choose the OK button. The input content traces can be switched on in the same manner, in exactly the same menu option. You'll find those. The adapter connectivity traces are activated by putting a minus T option in the adapter connectivity connection string. For example, if you are using the email adapter and you're already using the dash proto and dash to and dash from options, you would just add a dash T at the end of those options to get the adapter connectivity trace. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, Paul. And the next question here is from Ravi, and his question is, what kind of logging is available when we turn on the Connection Manager logs through the Management Console?
Exactly the same Connection Manager options are available in both the DTX.ini and in the Management Console, and they should give the same level of detail in the logs as to which connections are being made, which connections are being used, and which connections are being dropped across all the adapters that are being used by the launcher at that time.
And I do not see any further additional questions at this point in time. So for now, we will conclude the presentation.